You know, I've been thinking about how small businesses are really supposed to compete with the big players online. I mean, you've got limited budgets, limited time, and yet everyone's telling you to be everywhere at once. How does that actually work without burning out?
Right, and that's the million-dollar question for SMBs. The answer is multi-channel marketing, but not in the way most people think. It's more than posting the same thing everywhere. Multi-channel marketing helps small businesses reach customers across various online platforms, expanding their reach and boosting engagement. The key is that it enables a customer-centric approach by tailoring messages to specific platforms and customer preferences.
So the focus is meeting people where they already are, not dragging them to where you want them to be.
Exactly. And when you do it right, a strong multi-channel presence can lead to increased sales through a more convenient purchasing process for consumers. Research shows that businesses employing multi-channel strategies can see up to 300% increases in ROI and significantly higher purchase rates.
300%? That's not small potatoes. But here's where I get stuck. How does a small team actually execute that without needing to clone themselves?
Well, that's where automation comes in. Automation tools are essential for streamlining time-consuming multi-channel marketing efforts, such as email marketing and social media posting. But we're talking about something even more sophisticated now, transforming a single core idea into multiple content formats with platform-specific styles. Some call this advanced approach multicasting.
Go on.
So what makes that different from simply, you know, repurposing a blog into a video? This advanced repurposing goes beyond basic conversion. It combines format adaptation, style adaptation, and multi-channel publishing. So you're converting a blog into a video while also reshaping tone, structure, and presentation to fit the norms of each platform. A TikTok clip versus a YouTube long-form video. A LinkedIn article versus a Twitter thread. Each version feels natural and authentic to the platform it appears on.
That point about format adaptation sets up our next piece, how automation actually enables greater content diversity and scaling for SMBs. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Amplifier. They're a next-generation content marketing company offering a partially automated omni-channel distribution model designed to help companies of all sizes increase their organic traffic, and build authority in their niche. Partnered with over 300 reputable news sites and social media channels, they help clients affordably boost exposure and strengthen reputation. Learn more at amplifier.com.
Picking up on format adaptation, how do you actually handle creating all those different formats without turning this into a full-time job?
That's where AI-driven automation becomes a lifeline. There are platforms now that automate the creation of diverse content formats. News articles, blogs, videos, podcasts, infographics, social posts. The AI transforms any topic into 8 different content formats automatically. Then it publishes optimized content to over 300 high authority sites, including Google News, YouTube, and Spotify.
So you're saying one idea can become like a podcast episode, a news article, an infographic, and a video all at once?
Yeah, and each one is styled for its platform. This approach can generate multiple unique entries in Google search results when the content is genuinely high quality and distinct for each platform, significantly improving search visibility for SMBs. Each piece has its own ranking potential as long as there's no duplicate content. In other words, you're creating once but appearing everywhere, and appearing everywhere in ways that feel native to each channel.
I see. Makes sense. And I imagine that helps with building what people call digital authority.
Definitely. This method helps SMBs achieve true omnipresence online, building digital authority through consistent and authentic appearances across numerous platforms. I actually worked with a local bakery owner a couple years back who was skeptical about all this. She thought her business was too small to matter online. Within 4 months of using a multi-channel approach, she was showing up in local search results, YouTube, and even podcast directories. Her exact words were, "I feel like I'm everywhere now."
That's a David versus Goliath story if I've ever heard one. So to everyone listening, have you ever felt like the big brands were drowning you out online?
Right. And the beauty is that organic traffic generated this way grows like compound interest. It typically becomes powerful over 6 to 12 months as search engines and social algorithms recognize quality content. Some consultants have reported their clients going from a handful of number one rankings on Google to hundreds of rankings for long-tail keyword phrases.
Hundreds of rankings. That's visibility becoming dominance. And I'm guessing the ROI is pretty solid compared to paid ads.
Oh, absolutely. SEO-driven content can yield up to 748% ROI, significantly outperforming paid advertising, which averages around 200% ROI. Content marketing and SEO are reported to have the highest ROI for businesses, but they're often challenging and time-consuming for small businesses to implement effectively. That's why automation matters so much.
Right, exactly.
So, we've established that multi-channel marketing works, and AI automation makes it scalable. But why does this strategy work so well specifically for small businesses trying to compete in a larger marketplace? Because it levels the playing field. Big brands have massive budgets, but they're often slow and generic. SMBs can be nimble, authentic, and hyper-targeted.
And probably less bureaucracy, too. I mean, a small business owner can decide to test a new platform on Monday and be live by Tuesday. A Fortune 500 company? That's a 6-month committee decision.
Ha, yeah, that's the truth. When you're publishing platform-specific content to 300 high-authority sites, you're building trust with search engines and attracting high-quality, targeted traffic that's more likely to convert into sales. Some AI-driven campaigns can show initial traffic increases within 48 to 72 hours, much faster than traditional SEO methods.
48 to 72 hours? That's faster than most people can even get a website redesign approved.
Yeah, and that speed comes from the combination of AI-driven content creation and an established distribution network. Companies implementing AI-driven distribution strategies experience an 83% increase in content engagement compared to manual methods. Working smarter, not harder, is the name of the game.
So if you're a small business owner listening, what's the first step you should take to start building that digital authority?
Start with one core idea that resonates with your audience. Then think about how that idea could be adapted, not copied, for 3 or 4 different platforms. Test the waters manually if you need to, but look into automation tools that can scale that process. The goal is true omnipresence, where every piece of content feels like it was made for that platform, rather than pushed out to fill space.
That's a really practical takeaway. I love it. Thanks for breaking all this down. Multi-channel marketing clearly goes beyond buzzwords. When done right, this strategy can give small businesses a real shot at competing with the giants.
Absolutely. And the tools are out there now to make it happen without needing a huge team or budget. It's an exciting time for SMBs.